to remind us earlier that when we have our membership Sunday next Sunday, we also have one baptism, which we're very much looking forward to. Kerry's with us this morning, so Kerry will be getting baptised as well next Sunday. So what a very special day it will be for Kerry and for all of us here. We will now hear our Bible reading, and as you know from the previous weeks, right through the summer, we have been preaching on single verses in the Bible on the faithfulness of God, and we've had different people who have been reading for us. We've been very blessed for all of this. So this morning we have Father Alex from St. Leonard's and St. Fergus. I've become friends with Father Alex in my short time here. In fact, I bumped into him yesterday, and we're going to be hopefully catching up for a coffee this week. So Father Alex very kindly sent us our Bible reading for this morning. Let us now join our hearts together in prayer. Loving God, as we come now to the preaching of your word, we know that you are the God who begins good works and the God who completes them. And oh, how we thank you that you are not like us. You never start something and leave it unfinished. Father God, as we open your word today, we ask that you would help us to see ourselves as you see us. Would you help us to understand that you're still working and still transforming us? We confess, O God, that we can sometimes look at our lives and we can feel discouraged. We can see our flaws and we can see our incomplete growth, and we will wonder if you will ever finish what you have started. But Lord, we also know that you are faithful to complete what you begin. So Holy Spirit, would you speak to our hearts now? Would you encourage us and remind us that you are the author and finisher of our faith? Oh God, may your word today fill us with hope and assurance that you who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion. All this we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. There once was a sculptor who was working on a very beautiful statue. Every day people would walk by his workshop and they would see him chipping away at this massive block of marble. Day after day, week after week, month after month, he worked. Some people would stop and they would watch for a wee while. But all they could really see was this rough piece of stone with some kind of vague shapes. It didn't really look like much. In fact, to most people, it looked a complete and utter mess. One day, there was a wee girl out walking with her granda. She stopped and she was watching the sculptor working. After a while, she said, "What are you making?" The sculptor smiled and he said, "I am not making anything. I am simply revealing what is already here. Inside this marble is a beautiful statue. I'm just removing everything that doesn't belong." The wee girl looked puzzled. She said, "But it doesn't look beautiful to me. It looks broken." You know, the sculptor, he put his chisel down and he said, "That's because I'm not finished yet. But I promise you this, I will keep working on this masterpiece until it is complete." He said to her, "I can see what it will become, even if you can't." That wee story is a picture of what God is actually doing in our lives. So as we continue this morning our summer preaching series on single verses in the Bible about the faithfulness of God, we are going to look at a verse that speaks about God's faithfulness to complete what he starts. So it says in Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 that Father Alex read for us, it said, "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on until the day of Christ Jesus. These words were written by Paul the Apostle to the church in Philippi. And here Paul is telling these believers, and he's also telling us, that God does not give up on his work in our lives. But you know, what makes this verse even more powerful is the context that it was written in. Paul is writing this from a prison cell. He's looking at a future that is very uncertain. He doesn't even know if he'll live or if he'll die. But you know, even in that situation, Paul is confident about one thing, and that is that God always finishes what he starts. So this morning I want us to see some great truths from this verse that can hopefully help how we think about our own spiritual journeys. The first one is this: God is the one who begins the good work. God is the one who begins the good work. Paul says, he who began a good work in you. So it's not us who decided. He says, God began the work in us. And it's so important because it means that salvation, it's not about our decision. It's God's idea. We didn't wake up one day and suddenly decide to become Christians on our own. God was already working in our hearts and drawing us to himself. Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 44, that no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them. So God is the one that opens our hearts to respond to the gospel. And he is the one that then gives us the desire to follow Jesus. Think about your own story. It could be any one of these. When you look back at how you became a Christian, you can probably see God's hand at work a long time before you even realized it. Maybe it was circumstances that brought you to church. Maybe it was a friend who shared the gospel with you or invited you along an Alpha course. Maybe it was a crisis in your life that made you cry out to God. You were backed into a corner and it made you cry out to God. Maybe, like many, you were baptized in the church as a baby and you got to an age for yourself that you decided that you wanted to follow Jesus. But you know, at the back of all of those things was God himself working to draw us as his child. So the good work of salvation began with God, not with us. And you know, that is such good news, because it means that our salvation, it's not dependent on our own strength, but it's dependent on God's grace. The second truth is this: the good work God begins is ongoing. The good work God begins is ongoing. Paul says, will carry it on to completion. The word carry on here means to persist, to continue. So God doesn't start the work of salvation and then leave it to us to finish it for ourselves. He keeps working on us and working in us. That's so encouraging, because spiritual growth, it's a process. When we become Christians, we're not suddenly free of struggles or weaknesses. It's a journey. And you know, it's a journey that can be very up and down. I mean, I know that I sometimes share my own story. And, I came to faith in 2008 at the age of 25. And it wasn't a straight road. There was two major times in my life when I tried to walk away from God. And I was away for a good bit of time. And as I keep saying, it was only by the grace of God that, one, I was kept alive, and two, that I'm still standing here today. It's not always a straight road. But you know, we're like that block of marble in that sculptor's workshop. God is always patiently and he's skillfully working on us. He's trying to remove anything that doesn't belong. And we know, don't we, that sometimes this process can be uncomfortable. It can actually be painful sometimes. Sometimes we wonder why there's so much difficulty in our lives. But you know, God is working through all of that to shape us into the image of his Son. Romans chapter 8, verse 29 tells us that God's purpose is to conform us to the image of Jesus Christ. That's his purpose. And you know, that comes immediately after Romans 8:28, that says that God works all things for good for those who love him, those called according to his purpose. So that's what he's working in each of our lives. And he's not in a hurry. We wish he was, but he's not in a hurry. And he's definitely not given up, even when it might look to us as sometimes he has given up. And you know, the third truth is this: God's completion of the work is guaranteed. God's completion of the work is guaranteed. Paul says that he is confident that God will carry the work on to completion. This is an absolute certainty based on God's character and God's promises. The word confident here means to be fully persuaded, to have complete assurance. Paul is saying that he is certain that God will finish the work. And notice when this completion will happen. It says, until the day of Christ Jesus. So this is talking about the second coming of Christ, when Jesus will return and we are fully glorified. That's when the work will be complete. So this means that spiritual growth, it's a lifelong process. But we can be confident that God will keep working on us until the day that we finally see Jesus face to face. You know, that takes so much pressure off us, doesn't it? Or it should. We don't have to worry whether we're growing fast enough, or we don't have to panic when we might struggle with the same sins or the same flaws inside us again and again that we so wish that God would hurry up and change. You know, God is faithful to complete what he begins. His work in us is guaranteed by his character and not by our performance. That's a theme that's run right through this summer series, I think. That God's work in us, it's guaranteed by his character and who he is, and not by our performance or anything that we do. So what does this mean for us in our daily lives? I wonder, how do we live out this truth? I've done the three takeaways slide again this week. So number one, when we are disheartened about our spiritual progress, we can remember that God is not finished with us yet. It might be that anger that we struggle with, or that pride that we still have. God is working in all of that. He's not done with us yet. Secondly, when we're tempted to give up on other people, we can remember that God is not finished with them either. That difficult family member, oh my, we've all got them, haven't we? That difficult family member that we so wish would make better choices in their life. Or that neighbour over the fence or up the same close that might be a wee bit messy or even a wee bit rude to us. Or that friend that seems to have zero interest in spiritual things, but we still pour our time and our effort into being with them. Or that person or people who have hurt us. If God is working in their life, then he is not done with them yet. And thirdly, when we are facing trials and difficulties, we can remember that God uses everything in our own lives for spiritual growth. Nothing, absolutely nothing, is wasted. Every challenge, every struggle, every hard day, every painful situation can all be used to shape us into the image of Christ. You know, David Wilkerson, who I love, he set up Times Square Church in New York, The Cross and the Switchblade, about Nicky, he wrote about Nicky Cruz, and I love reading about David Wilkerson's life, but he says something amazing that I always say. He says, it's at times of real hardship that true believers are made. It's at times of real hardship that true believers are made. And you know, that's the heart of the gospel message. The good work that God begins in us, it's not about making us good enough to earn his love. The good work is only possible because Jesus has already made us acceptable to God. When Jesus died on the cross, he died for the people that we were, sinners in need of salvation. And when he rose from the dead, he rose for broken and struggling people. So the good work that God begins in us, it's about enjoying our salvation. And it's about living in response to God's love, living in freedom. You hear me talking a lot about that. There's a freedom, supposed to be a freedom, in following Christ. Because we know what God has done for us through Jesus, and we can then share that with others. And we have a joy. I was speaking at at St. Paul's in Mogyne Sunday night. I was sharing a bit of my own testimony, and then I was preaching, and I said that, you know, I think I said something like, and it was from the previous preacher who preached the time before, but at times there's nothing more, negative for Christianity, I feel, than miserable Christians. Oh, I mean, we're talking about the joy of the Lord. We're talking about what Jesus has done for us. We're talking about what a tremendous gift that we've been given, and we've accepted that gift. And then sometimes we just look pure miserable. And so folks must look and say, oh, no, you're all right. I'll just continue to live my life, you know. So the joy of the Lord, that's what we're supposed to have. That is why Paul can be so confident in what Jesus has already achieved. And because Jesus' work is finished and perfect, God's ongoing work in us is guaranteed. So for anyone here today, you might have never experienced this good work beginning in your life. Let me share the good news of the gospel, that God wants to begin a good work in you. He wants to forgive your sins and, you know, start that process of transforming you into the image of his Son. And remember, this never happens because we're good enough or we've got our life together enough. Definitely not. It happens because Jesus loved us enough to die for us, and because God's grace is always so much greater than our sin. God's grace is so much greater than our sin. All we have to do is confess our need for Jesus, trust in his death and resurrection for our salvation, and God will then begin that good work in us. And once he begins it, he will carry it on to completion. And you know, for us here today, many of us I know have been Christians for a while, but sometimes we feel a bit stuck or a wee bit discouraged. Maybe we feel like we're not growing enough in our spiritual journey. Maybe struggling with the same issues that we've always kind of struggled with. Well, let me remind us all of this promise. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. You know, God, he has not given up on us, and he has not stopped working in our lives, and he definitely hasn't forgotten about us. He's not finished with us yet, and he won't be finished until the day of Christ Jesus. You know, sometimes we cannot see the progress. It's hard, because I think sometimes we're too close to the work. You know, it's like the growth in other people's children. Reverend Francis Murphy came last Sunday. He was my probation supervisor. And I know Francis and Sheila and his, you know, his kids. I've known him for a long time. But when I saw his daughter, Eden, last Sunday, I could not believe the size that, you know, she's so tall. And it was only about a year, just over a year ago, you know, that the last time I saw Eden. But what a growth in a young person. You forget that other people's children grow. I think when you're just around your own and you don't really see it. But that's because we're too close to the work. But you know, God sees it. And God always sees what we are becoming. What do I say about Marion? Marion and I are very different. I can be quite cynical. I can be quite suspicious because of the background and the life I lived. And also the work that I did before, previously. But what I love so much about Marion is she genuinely sees the goodness in people. We laugh that because, and I hope she doesn't mind me saying, we often wonder if the church manse was still next door to the church. You know, and we say, I wonder what that would be like. And we speak about that. And I say, you know, I'm glad it's not, because I would come back one day. I'd have been out doing visits or whatever. I'd come back one day and she would have given everything away. There'd been nothing left in the house. Because she's got such a heart that way. Folks would chap the door, and then lo and behold, she would just give them everything. So we are really blessed that it's a wee bit away. But I genuinely love that. Marion sees in people what God sees in people, and it's quite amazing. You know, all we have to do really, though, is to trust the process and trust the promise. God is always faithful to complete what he begins. So whether we're just starting our own journey with Jesus or been walking with him for a while, we're all at different stages in our journey, and that's okay because it's a journey for everybody. Please remember this. We are works, and we're work in progress, and God is the one doing the work. God is the one doing the work. He began the good work in us when we first trusted in Jesus. He's carrying on every day, and he will carry it on to completion when Jesus returns. So today, let's have confidence, the confidence that Paul had. Let's trust in the faithfulness of God who began a good work in us. Let's live with the assurance that he will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And let us all believe this day and all the days of our lives that we are God's masterpiece in progress. And oh, how he is definitely not finished with us yet. Amen. Well, let us again join our hearts together in prayer. Loving God, we come before you again with hearts that are full of gratitude for the promise that we've heard today. We thank you that you're a God who begins good works and a God who completes them. Lord Jesus, we thank you that our salvation doesn't depend on our ability to complete the work, but, oh God, it depends on your promise to see it through. We confess that sometimes we can get impatient with your work in our lives. We can want to be further along than we are, and we can want to see more progress and more change. But help us, oh Lord, to remember that you are not finished with us yet. Help us to trust in your timing. Holy Spirit, would you continue to work in our hearts? Would you keep shaping us and molding us into the image of Jesus Christ? Give us patience with ourselves and with others who are also works in progress. Especially give us patience with others. Help us to see people as you see them, not as who they are, but as what they are becoming. Gracious God, we also pray that you would use us to encourage others in their spiritual journey. Would you help us to be patient with those who are at different stages of growth? Would you help us to point people to your faithfulness rather than to human performance? And may we leave here today with new confidence in your promise and the assurance of your ongoing work in our lives. All this we pray in the very precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Saviour, and our King. Amen. We will continue in